Hello, welcome to Release Your Wings. I'm Dan Bagley, and once again, I'm interviewing Shireen Chadha. Hi, Shireen.
Hi, Dan.
So, let's start philosophically. I believe it was the Buddha who said life is suffering because of attachment and so on. Is pain inevitable to us?
Sometimes, especially at this point in time, yes. Mm-hmm. But to stay in it is not inevitable.
Ah.
To keep wallowing in it.
So that's an interesting thing. One is feeling the pain, which can be a sensation, mental sensation or a physical sensation. The other is wallowing in it. In a funny way, we learn as children to milk it, don't we? Oh, Mom, I feel so bad. Could I have another ice cream? You know, that type of thing. But in a funny way, as adults, maybe we use some of these child strategies.
Yeah, could be. You know, I always wonder about that because yeah. I feel maybe, you know, it's called punishing by rewards, children.
Ah.
When you, when a child is doing something bad and throwing a tantrum and they give the child, you know, something to keep it quiet, or the child is complaining about pain after 2 hours after getting hurt and you're trying to give it attention, it's like you are encouraging that kind
right.
of a behavior. And I wonder how much of that we transmit into our adult lives.
So, let's just say that we feel we're in a great deal of pain. Let's take away all of the blame and understand that even if some of it is psychosomatic, self-inflicted, it is done with the childlike innocence. It got
love
formed
of understanding,
that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So looking at it with love and understanding, do we need to separate physical pain to psychological pain, for example, emotional pain?
I feel not necessary, because physical pain is very undignified. If you're in a lot of physical pain, I feel you should do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why modern science is there, to help you deal with it. I'm not encouraging people to get addicted to pain medication or anything like that.
Take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself, and I mm-hmm. feel it's very dignified. Recently, I watched a lot of people go through cancer and stuff, and they have a lot of pain, and it's really good to give them something.
Yes.
And people do. I mean, yeah. That's why it's there. And so it's good to take something if you're physically in pain. But psychologically, I feel more, it comes from a different reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel there are two things that really invoke psychological pain. One is blockages, and mm-hmm. two is bondages.
Blockages and bondages.
Right.
Okay.
Blockages and bondages. A blockage is a mental thing that I have. Something, I'm blocking something. I'm not receiving something. I'm not freeing myself from something.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, I am thinking too much
mm-hmm.
about something. And that is creating a...
For example, if we are talking too much about how unhappy we are, we're going to miss the beauty of the day. The
right,
on our
right,
side.
Right.
Yeah.
Or thinking too much, you mm-hmm. know, about something, you know, how can this be, analyzing it and overanalyzing
right.
it and this and that. All of those things, I feel, really create the blockage which
right.
cause the pain. And then the bondage would mm-hmm. be physically we put ourselves in positions of... kind of almost like a masochistic
mm-hmm.
situation where we want that pain. In very subtle ways, we invoke that pain.
And the motivation would be, I get attention?
I get attention. There is no way out.
Uh-huh.
This is the only way.
So what I hear you describing also is the double bind we put ourselves in, which is often our false self creating this. I must have this recognition, and I can't have it, therefore I'm unhappy. Well, the real question might be, how can I be happy without the recognition? I mean, that's a psychological
right.
issue.
Right, right, right.
So within the bondage, which sounds a little like attachment, would that be or not?
Yeah. You know, I want to share something. Dadi Gulzar, mm-hmm. she's one of our most wonderful, magical seniors, she's actually quite magical. She walks into the room and she transforms the room. She was recently having an operation.
Mm-hmm.
And someone asked her, Daddy, are you suffering? And she said, no, I'm in pain, but I'm not suffering. And also she was taking the necessary medications and all of those things. And so I feel that we shouldn't be taking suffering or sorrow from either whatever is going on in our lives, physical, mental, emotional, psychological. Mm-hmm. We have to learn to let it go. We have to learn to free ourselves from that.
So one way of thinking of that is that pain is inevitable, comes and goes, but suffering is pain plus the story we're telling ourselves.
Yes. And also this whole coming and going. Recently I was in India and I was meeting Dadi Janki, and she's 97, and so something was happening with her body, and she sat down to meet with all of us, and she said, don't worry, it has come and it will go.
Mm-hmm.
And so because it has come, the way it has come, it has to go. She was so confident that, you know, whatever ailment that is ailing her has come, and the way it has come, it will go. That there is no attachment to it. There is no feeling that, oh, will it go, won't it go, all of that. She was very sure. She had complete faith that the way it has come, it will go. And I really remember that. You know, anything, right? If it's coming, it has to go. If it's come, because it's come, it has to go. I can't keep holding on to it. If it's still here, then I'm holding on to it.
Yeah. And if we are holding on, whether it's joyfulness or pain avoidance, we're both in a trap. We're in a trap in both contexts, I believe. In other words, if I try to hold on to the past, try to hold on to things exactly as they are, then I will create some level of pain when it slips from my grip.
Right. You know, and the other part of it I feel about pain is whether it's psychological or even physical, the best way to deal with it is don't talk about it. You know, every once in a while, maybe you could mention it if it needs to the right person, but to keep thinking about it, to keep talking about it, we increase it, we give it more.
Give it more power.
More power. It's almost like this little cotton ball that's slowly becoming a mountain in our own heads.
Mm-hmm. So we are looking for the pain in our bodies, rather than looking for the good feelings in our bodies, if we're focused on it.
Right.
Also, there's something about name it and claim it, that if we're talking about, I am depressed, I'm feeling just terrible these days, then we will tend to play out that role a little bit more.
Yes.
I think it's probably a better term, if one says that, is I am depressing. In other words, I'm in the act of depressing myself. But even that is not as good as saying, things come and go. This too will pass, good and bad.
Yeah, you know, I feel like depression, sorrow, pain, all of that there's some shape or form I am not using my mind in the right way.
Uh-huh.
You know, Dadi Janki always says that with nectar you have happiness, and you drink poison and you have sorrow. And she always equates having good wishes and pure feelings for yourself and having those kinds of thoughts as drinking nectar.
Right. Yeah.
And so I somehow didn't cultivate the habit of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And because I didn't cultivate the habit of doing that, then this habit of depressing thoughts or psychological pain, all of that come because I have not developed the habit of having pure, positive thoughts, good wishes for the self, all of those things.
Yeah, a friend recently sent me an email saying, oh, you're always so positive. I wish I had a positive attitude. And I wrote back and said, it's nothing but a habit. I went through a long time, many years ago.
I can't imagine that.
But it was a survival. It got me meditating. It got me, focusing on what's good. But there was about a year that I wasn't suicidal, but I wanted to die every day. Now, there's a lot of happening. I had a child who was at death's door. I mean, there are any number of excuses. But only they're excuses. Once I got beyond that, that you're just one thought away from relief. You're just one thought away from peace.
Right.
Now,
right.
It may take 100 thoughts to get to that spot that you believe it.
Yeah.
But, and that's where meditation helped. In fact, if you'll do this for us, and before we wrap up, I'm hoping you'll give us an example of what you would use as a healing meditation. But let's keep going.
I just want to share something. The two words that we use in the Brahma Kumaris is tension and attention. And all you have to change is the A. And so any of these things, right, like you're saying, it's just a thought away. All you have to change is A. Is we're not paying attention to the right things in our life,
exactly.
Right things in our mind.
Yeah.
And so that's all I need to do.
So a friend sent me a cartoon this last week. And it shows a proverbial glass, and it's only filled up to this. And it, beside the cartoon, it shows the bottom half, and it says, half full of water. The top half, it says, half full of air. Technically, the glass is always 100% full. And I just laughed at that so much, because in a funny way, we'll look at the empty half and pretend our life is not totally full. We miss the idea that life is abundantly rich and full if we will own it. But if we're focusing on what appears to be empty, that is the pain part, then we miss it.
Right. You know, also, I don't want to negate the fact that people are not going through a bad time. They are.
Yes.
Many people are going through bad times. Like you were talking about, you know, your child being at death's door and stuff.
Huh? It only took a year or so to get out of it.
But I feel we have to, like you're saying, own it. We have to take responsibility for ourselves, and we have to get out. Because there's so much beauty when you do get out.
And when you can look at the same situation. In fact, I'll give you one of the things that I could say before I believed it was, there will come a time when nothing has changed externally, and I will be happy. All the externals will be just as tough. Then I'll have the whole enchilada. And I was walking out to some legal stuff, and I, on top of the medical stuff with my kid, I'm walking out focused, and out of the corner of my eye is this magazine, local magazine, and suddenly I burst out laughing and said, did I see that? And I walked back, and the headline for a Mexican restaurant was, the whole enchilada. I got it. I am happy in spite of the challenges. So we only have a couple more minutes now. There is, I know you have some really great strategies for meditation. Could you give us a short one you would use to help us heal the pain?
Sure. This one is just about our thoughts, observing our thoughts. So just sit back, relax in a position where you can be comfortable, and then just start observing your thoughts. You know, what is going on. And you have to be the observer, like almost like you're watching a movie.
Good.
And as the thought comes, let's say it could be a negative thought about myself. It could be a depressing thought. But you become the observer and you free that thought. And the way I free that thought is I put it in a string.
Mm-hmm.
Take that thought, put it in a string, and just let it go in the air. It just goes. The next thought comes, I observe, and if it's depressing, I watch myself. If I'm getting upset or sorrow or pain, and again, I do the same thing. And so to just free yourself, to be free from even your own thoughts. To take responsibility for your happiness, you have to be the detached observer of even your thoughts. They're not you.
Right. That is very nice. So within that, you may want to replay that particular part of Shireen's going through it again and put yourself in that relaxed state. I hope it helps you. I've used that strategy myself, and it does help with me. You'll find it in some other psychological areas of people talking to. The Sedona Institute uses something like that, for example. You're sharing good wisdom with us, my friend.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Shireen. And thank you for joining us. Goodbye.